the McConnell Street bridge no longer has the river running under it. It has rechanneled itself a couple hundred feet south of its previous channel, and has completely washed out the bridge and the road, and has left this vast expanse of rocks and sand and broken asphalt.
You were talking earlier about how the river has essentially rerouted itself through town. What does that mean now for the city of Lyons in terms of planning and rebuilding?
Well, the town engineers explained to me that now FEMA will come out and remap the river and design a new floodplain based on this incident. The town has always planned for a 100-year incident, and we had a map for the 500-year incident, and this exceeded even the 500-year floodplain. So, of course, had no idea where it would go, but it appears at this point that it's going to reroute itself, and if so, we probably won't fight it. So it'll all get redesigned and replanned around the new channel.
Can you talk about how the islands were created in Lyons when the river burst?
When the original flood event happened, it divided our community into six separate islands, all of them isolated from each other. And so when we still had communication, I tried to set up a little team on each island, one made of a leader, one made of a communications person, and a medical person. And we did our best to communicate with those people. Actually, they would actually hike over the mountain to get to the other island to find out what was going on. And we held meetings on each island. I actually accessed those by going four-wheeling through water to get to them and update them on what we were trying to do to help them on the other side. And then gradually over the next few days, each island came back onto the main one. And now we are all connected again. Although it might be kind of awkward to get to each site, but we're reconnected as a community and ready to start recovery.
How many houses have been destroyed in Lyons?
I don't have a formal count until later today, but my best estimate is going to be somewhere between 150 and 200 homes out of 900, so more than 20% of our homes.
The homes that haven't been completely destroyed, can people fix them up to move back in, or are they right off?
That'll be up to each individual person, as FEMA goes, they will go to every house and assess it and determine its damage level.
And what is the annual budget for the City of Lyons?
The Town of Lyons has an annual general fund budget of $1 million. We operate on a very short little shoestring. We have 15 staff, and our initial estimates have been that this is going to be in the tens of millions of dollars to recover from just the infrastructure component.
And you did meet with the insurance person this morning?
The town's insurance agent was here this morning and went to all of the different public facilities, and now they'll go back and try to do a damage assessment.
And they said this is a huge claim.
They said that this is the biggest claim they've ever seen on our through their insurance program, even worse than the Windsor tornado.